Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. The Bill Evans Trio, Bill Evans, piano, Mark Johnson on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums, the summer of 1978.
Thank you.
Bill Evans Trio in Nice at a jazz festival there in July 1978. And The Peacocks by Jimmy Rolls. Mark Johnson bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. The Peacocks. Mary Lou Williams, I've talked about her. She, composer, pianist, early on, and for quite a stay, was a member of Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, of an extremely interesting band from the 20s on to maybe the early 40s. One of her compositions, Little Joe from Chicago, she co-wrote with Henry Wells. I'd like to start with the Nat Cole Trio, Nat Cole piano and vocal, Oscar Moore guitar, Johnny Miller bass. This is a Chick McGregor transcription. McGregor was a recording engineer in L.A. and made some transcriptions so that members of the armed forces could hear music from home during World War II. And they're going to perform Little Joe from Chicago. And then the original 1938 Decca recording of Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy with Mary Lou Williams at the piano and her arrangement of Little Joe from Chicago.
He never wants to win anything. He has plenty of money and he dresses up like a king. Little Joe from Chicago, he never spent a day in school. Little Joe from Chicago, he never learned a grammar rule. But how he has money, he makes things nobody's fool.
Dresses up like a king. never learned no grammar rules. But how he handles money makes you know he's nobody's fool.
Little Joe from Chicago, written by Mary Lou Williams, performed first by the Nat Cole Trio in Los Angeles, 1941, and then the original for Decca, Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, 1938, with Mary Lou Williams at the piano and her arrangement, and the band vocal of Little Joe from Chicago is issued by Decca Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Greater Tacoma Community Foundation, a resource for local philanthropy in Pierce County, working together with generous donors to build a vibrant community. The Greater Tacoma Community Foundation, a part of something greater. Online at gtcf.org.
Now to On the Job. That means the band, the personalities are not in the recording studio. They're working somewhere, and it's a job. With big bands, it was on the road. They go out, and they go to your town and my town and all over. This is Duke Ellington, right near here at the Trianon Ballroom in Seattle, Washington. I think the building is still there. 3rd and Wall Street, I think I remember that's where it is. 1954, Duke Ellington and his orchestra. We will hear two. Take the A-Train, an extended version, and 1 o'clock Jump by Count Basie.
Take the A-Train, you'll find you get to where you're going in a hurry. Hurry, 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 now it's coming. Can't you hear those rails humming? You better get with it. If you should take the A-Train, you'll find get you where you're going in a hurry. Swap, do, bop, bop, do, bop, bop, do, 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 ain't mad at you, pretty baby. Don't be mad at me. Ooh, bop, shabam, shooky, bop, 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 shooky, bop
Julia too. Me and you. I cover the waterfront. I cover the waterfront. Don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky. I've got no money.
Money.
Hell! Shooty bye bye. Hell! Shooty bye bye. Do wow. Swoopy wee oo doo 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 Yankee Doodle went to town. Oh, rocking chair got him. Two left feet. But oh, I'll meet this Georgia Brown. Now Lyra, that's the face. Shoot, doo doo bop doo wow. I ain't much look at it. Ain't nothing to see. I've got my gal.
Ray Mann. Thank you.
On the Job with Duke Ellington and his orchestra, 1954 in Seattle, Washington, at the Trianon Ballroom. Take the A Train, written by Billy Strayhorn, the band's theme at that time. Vocal by Ray Nance, tenor saxophone solo by Paul Gonsalves. Count Basie's 1 o'clock Jump, Ellington's piano, Jimmy Hamilton on tenor saxophone. Britt Woodman, trombone, Ray Nance, trumpet. And an interim drummer taking over for Louis Belson, who was busy elsewhere. Dave Black doing some work with the band, fine work. On the Job, On the Road, Duke Ellington, 1954 in Seattle. This is the Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
many businesses that understand the value of public radio as a marketing tool. They also understand the importance of what National Public Radio brings to the community. Info on becoming a KPLU underwriter can be found at kplu.org/underwriting.
Sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Nothing new, can't you see? I'm in love. Mind is a beautiful thing. As long as I hold a string, I'd be a silly friend too. If I should ever let go, I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love.
Hot Lips Page playing his trumpet and singing for you, 1945 for Melrose Records. I've Got the World on a String, written 1932 by Harold Arlen, lyric by Ted Kohler. Earl Warren on alto, Dave Matthews tenor, Hank Jones piano, Slam Stewart on bass, and Sidney Catlett at the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Leos Graduate College of Saybrook University, offering master's degrees in counseling and leadership and organization development. Offering an open house December 3rd at 6:30. More information at lios.org. Leos, education for life.
Charlie Parker now, his alto saxophone and his orchestra, which is really to begin with just a quintet. From Mercury Records, 1949, we will hear Passport, a composition by Charlie Parker and borrowing the Gershwin's I Got Rhythm harmonies. And then Visa, a Parker original, a blues. Here is Charlie Parker and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker and his orchestra, his alto saxophone, 1949 for Mercury Records. Passport, based on the harmonic system of I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin, with Parker alto, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Al Haig piano, Tommy Potter bass, Max Roach drums. Then Visa, a blues by Charlie Parker, and we keep the group I just mentioned and add trombonist Tommy Kirk and bongo player Vidal Burlado. Charlie Parker and his orchestra, 1949. I'd like to go to a jazz man, 78, Wally Rose, piano player, Clancy Hayes and Russ Bennett, banjo players, and two ragtime pieces for you, Black and White Rag by George Botsford from 1908, and Hothouse Rag by Paul Pratt, and we're going to add Bill Dart on the drums. Thank you. Bay Area pianist Wally Rose, 1942 for Jazzman Records. A couple of rags, Black and White Rag and Hot House Rag. Clancy Hayes, Russ Bennett banjos, and the drumming of Bill Dart. Wally Rose, 1942. By popular demand, several requests have come in for these guys, and I know why. They're wonderful. The Ink Spots for you, 1940.
Is waiting for you will prove untrue, then what will you do? Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me to come back again, and maybe I'll say maybe. Me when you are all alone, maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Wishing that I were near, then maybe you'll ask me to come back again. What a soul, whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Don't you tell it to the breeze, for she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
Now don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she'll run and tell it to the birds and bees. And everyone'll know, because you done told the blabbering trees. Yes, you did. You told them once before. So that's why it ain't no secret anymore.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
Purity. The Ink Spots, 1940 for Decca Records. Maybe, written by Alan Flynn and Frank Madden. And Whispering Grass by Fred and Doris Fisher. Charlie Fuqua, tenor and playing guitar. Bill Kenny, tenor and playing cymbal. Ivory Watson, baritone and guitar. And Orville Jones, bass. The Ink Spots, 1940 for Decca. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band now, 1945 for Jazz Band. Mutt Carey, cornet. Ory, trombone. Darnell Howard, clarinet. Buster Wilson, piano. Bud Scott, guitar. Ed Garland on bass. And Minor Hall on drums. Thank you. Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band, 1945 for Jazzman Records. A couple of them for you, the traditional 1919, and Wilbur Sweatman's Down Home Rag. Mutt Carey on cornet, Ory trombone, Darnell Howard playing clarinet, Buster Wilson on piano, Bud Scott guitar, Ed Garland bass, and Minor Hall on the drums. That goes out to Hank, listener for a long time, Don Fresno. That's for you, Hank, and for everybody else. I used to hear Ory long time ago in San Francisco off the Embarcadero, a place called On the Levee, and right across the street from Pier 23. Some of you might remember those places. Both great jazz clubs. Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band, 1945. Here are the Pace Jubilee Singers, their 1929 Victor record. It's the traditional Walk With Me, and their soloist is their soloist, Hattie Parker.
I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. All along my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. In my trials, walk with me.
Walk with me.
In my trial, walk with me.
Walk with me.
When the shades of life are falling, Lord, I want Jesus,
walk with me.
In my sorrow, walk with me.
Walk with me.
In my sorrow, walk with me.
Walk with me.
When my heart will in his aching, Lord, I want Jesus,
walk with me.
I want Jesus to walk with me.
Walk.
I want Jesus to walk with me.
Walk with me.
All along my pilgrim journey, Lord, I want Jesus
walk with me.
In my trouble, walk with me.
Walk with me.
In my
Pace Jubilee Singers for Victor Records, 1929, and the traditional Walk With Me, their soloist Hattie Parker. That, from the church, the spiritual, the action of the soloist and the ensemble, is very much a part of this music, and projecting to the future from that time, of course, and even before, for some time. The soloist and the ensemble, the big bands. I mean, many times the soloists come down front and play something. The band answers that. Same thing. Hattie Parker, and the Pace Jubilee Singers, 1929 for Victor. Victor Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Very happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
hundreds of companies that appreciate and value being a part of the public radio community through underwriting. Underwriting acts as a form of marketing that provides access to a large and influential audience. Info on becoming a KPLU underwriter is at kplu.org/underwriting.
Well, I had some Duke Ellington on the job on the road at the beginning of the program. And I'd like to go to another one of those. On the Job with Thelonious Monk Quartet, 1958. New York City at the Five Spot Cafe. As I remember, it was down on the edge of the Bowery. And Joe Termini ran it and favored the music, thank you, and brought in some great ensembles. Johnny Griffin is here to play the tenor saxophone, Monk piano, Ahmed Abdul-Malik on string bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums. Here's the Thelonious Monk Quartet on the Job at the Five Spot Cafe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thelonious Monk in New York at the Five Spot Cafe on the job, 1958. In Walked Bud by Monk, Just a Gigolo by Rianello Casusi, written in 1930, and Mysterioso by Monk. Johnny Griffin on tenor saxophone, Monk piano, Ahmed Abdul Malik on string bass, Roy Haynes. On the drums, Riverside Records, 1958. I'd like to end this Monk set a different place with him, this time solo piano, 1966 for Columbia Records, in the traditional This Is My Story, This Is My Song. Solo piano, Thelonious Monk for Columbia Records, 1966. And This Is My Story, This Is My Song. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective. Tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
I'd like to work with a composition by Joe Oliver and Louis Armstrong called Dippermouth Blues. It was written lovingly in thinking about Armstrong and how his face looked. Well, Dippermouth became Satchel Mouth, became Satchmo, became his nickname. And a little later on, it got changed by Don Redman, extending it a little bit with a clarinet trio, which is a signature for Don Redman. Redman called it Sugarfoot Stomp. And I'm going to go to that. First of all, two of Oliver's Creole Jazz Band renditions, the first in April of 23, and the second in June of 1923, the first for Jeanette Records, the second for OK. Here's Dippermouth Blues. Thank you. for Jeanette Records, King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, Richmond, Indiana, in April of 1923, Dipper Mouth Blues. Louis Armstrong and Oliver Cornets, Honoré Dutré, trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Lil Hardin on piano, Bill Johnson, banjo, and the vocal break, and Warren Baby Dodds on drums. Now the OK version in Chicago in June of 23. The tempo increases. It doesn't mean it's better. It just means it's faster. And the change will be Bud Scott's playing the banjo, and he'll do the vocal break. Here's King Oliver's Jazz Band, Chicago 1923, in Dipper Mouth Blues. King Oliver's Jazz Band, Chicago, for OK Records, 1923, June 23rd, with Bud Scott sounding like he ran down to the horn to play in, to sing into the vocal break. All that enthusiasm. Two versions of Dipper Mouth Blues, as I said, a reference to Louis Armstrong. Fletcher Henderson, of course, got a hold of it. Don Redman did, out of Fletcher Henderson's band, because Louis moved to New York and became part of the structure of Henderson's band and changed the music considerably. And there are several versions starting with 1925. I brought the April 1931 Victor recording, and the band is known as Connie's Inn Orchestra. It's Fletcher Henderson's band. The reason it's called Connie's Inn Orchestra is because they're playing at Connie's Inn. And the musicians loved the owner. His name was Connie Immerman, and he was the kind of guy that would say, in answer to what he wanted us to play, and play what you like to play. So here is Fletcher Henderson, known as Connie's Inn Orchestra, doing Sugarfoot Stomp, which is Dipper Mouth Blues, arranged by Don Redman. And you'll hear the signature for Redman, the clarinet trio. Claude Jones solos on trombone and also does the vocal break. Rex Stewart, muted trumpet. Henderson's piano solo, Benny Morton, trombone, and Coleman Hawkins on tenor. Thank you.
that thing.
Connie's Inn Orchestra, better known as Fletcher Henderson's Orchestra, 1931 for Victor Records, and Sugarfoot Stomp, better known as Dipper Mouth Blues, and all of that fine playing in there. The dancers must have gone crazy with that. Connie's Inn Orchestra, Fletcher Henderson, 1931, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University. PLU's annual Christmas concert features anthems, processionals, carols, narration, and more, with concerts in Tacoma, Portland, and at Benaroya Hall in Seattle. Dates, tickets, and information available at plu.edu/Christmas.
One of the greats in this art was Jelly Roll Morton, and he had some success early on. And then, as happens with so many things, new things came on and he disappeared and was discovered playing in a place in Washington, D.C. and recorded, thank goodness, by Alan Lomax of the Library of Congress in 1938. And I brought a portion of that, just a little bit of it. There are 12. The original issue was done by Circle Records, and the original issue was 12 volumes, 4 12-inch 78s per volume of the time that Lomax spent with Morton. And here is Jelly Roll Morton and Alan Lomax, and Jelly Roll is explaining the New Orleans funerals.
And New Orleans, I would often wonder where a dead person was located. But any time we had somebody that was dead, we know we had plenty good food that night, plenty ham sandwiches, cheese sandwiches with mustard slapped all over the bread. Those days I belonged to a quartet, and we, of course, we specialized in spirituals for the purpose of finding somebody that was dead. And we could sing them, too, I'm telling you. The minute we'd walk in, of course, we'd have our correct invitation, and that would be right to the kitchen where all the food was. Of course, the dead man or the dead woman would always be laid out in the front, and they'd be by themselves most all the time. They was dead, and there was no other reason to be where there was living people.
Isn't that one of those spirituals,
Jelly? Well, I guess one of those spirituals, I guess it kind of sounds good. Let me see. Steal away, steal away, steal away home to Jesus. Steal away, steal away, steal away home to my Lord. But one of our favorite numbers was this one.
Terribly sad.
Thinking about the whiskey.
plenty of whiskey in the flask and everything. The boys would bring it there. Near all my all to thee. That would be some of the harmony we'd use. Near all to thee. The boys had some beautiful harmony they sang. Of course, we got together and made all kinds of crazy ideas of the harmony, which made it beautiful and made it impossible for anybody to jump in and sing. I tell you, we had such beautiful numbers to sing at all times. Of course, not when the dead man would be there. He wouldn't hear anything that we would be saying at all, nothing. And of course, we'd all go right on back to the kitchen and get our cheese sandwiches and ham sandwiches all slapping over with mustard and some whiskey and cans of beer sometimes. And sometimes, if it was a man dead, a lot of times the lady would be glad, the wife to the husband would be glad that he's gone. And she would, of course, she'd be having a wonderful time also. Of course, everybody in the city of New Orleans was always organization-minded, which I guess the world knows. And a dead man always belonged to several organizations, such as clubs and, we'll say, secret orders, and so forth and so on. And every time one died, why, 9 out of 10, there was always a big band turnout when the day that he was supposed to be buried. Never buried at night, always in the day. And, of course, a lot of times right in the heart of the city, the burial would take place. Well, that when the band would start, why, we know that the man was fixing to be buried. So you could hear the band come up the street before they would get to the place where the gentleman was to be taken in for his last ride. And they would play different dead marches. And on leaving, this would be the march that would usually start the plane. Flee as the bird to the mountain. Would enter the graveyard. Some of them call them cemeteries and so forth and so on. Very seldom they would bury them in the deep. They would never bury them in the mud. They'd always bury them in a vault. When they'd leave the graveyard, as they call it, while the band would get ready to strike up, they'd have a second line behind them, well, maybe a couple of blocks long, with broomsticks, baseball bats, and all forms of ammunition, we'd call it, to combat some of their foe when they come to the dividing line. And of course, they'd start. The band would get started. They'd hear the drums. Close to the Bible. That means rejoice at the dead and cry at the birth. New Orleans stick close to the scripture.
What would happen on the way home though with those baseball bats?
Well, on the way home, everything was sad when they'd be playing the dead march. There would be no fights, no trouble. But on the way back, they had boundary lines. The boys had knives, baseball bats, pickaxe, shovel handles, axe handles, everything in the form that they were supposed to try to win a battle. When they got to a dividing line, which was not supposed to be their district, they better not cross. If they do, they would be beaten up. And sometimes they were beaten up so bad that they had to go to the hospital. That's the way it always ended in New Orleans. Now, the boys from then on, the band would always figure on a big night. Because they had some money, it wasn't very much. Because the band men didn't make very much in New Orleans. The only musicians that made real money was the piano players. The other fellas, they, a lot of times, they'd work for a dollar a night. Maybe a funeral procession like that would maybe be $2 or $2 and a half. So they had to make the best of it that way. So that was always the end of a perfect death.
Jelly Roll Morton and Alan Lomax, Library of Congress, 1938 for Circle Records, and Morton telling us about the tradition of New Orleans funerals. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and happy to be with you. The All-Star Orchestra now, in an arrangement by Fud Livingston of Chloe, a composition by Charlie Daniels and Gus Kahn, 1927 for Victor Records. Thank you. Wonderful arrangement, and the band's known as the All Star Orchestra. Victor Records, 1927. They didn't make many records, I'm sorry to say. Chloe, written by Charlie Daniels and Gus Kahn. Fud Livingston's arrangement, Miff Mole, trombone solos. The vocalist was Franklin Bauer, Joe Venuti's violin, Carl Kress guitar, Milt Rettenberg at the piano. Trumpet work by Leo McConville. All-Star Orchestra. Right there. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University's MBA program. The PLU MBA offers evening classes for working professionals. More information is available at an information session Wednesday, November 18th. Online at plu.edu/MBA or at 253-537-7330.
Now, with the All-Star Orchestra and that fine arrangement by Fud Livingston in your ear, perhaps you'd like to have an example of some changes that occurred. Well, the All-Star Orchestra was 1927, and 22 years later, in Los Angeles, Georgie Auld, his tenor sax and his orchestra performed for Discovery Records. Billy Bowers wrote this. It's called Hollywood Bazaar. He arranged it, and he plays the trombone solo. Auld plays the tenor. Some fine drumming by Alvin Stoller. To compare 1927 sound, 1949 sound, here's Georgie Auld and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Georgie Auld and his orchestra and his tenor saxophone, 1949 in Los Angeles for Discovery Records. The name of that was Hollywood Bazaar, written by Billy Bowers, arranged by him, and he played the trombone solo. Fine tenor work, of course, by Auld. Clarence Williams Blue Five now. I'm going to deal with Charlie Irvis, trombone player. Because he's in this band, Louis Armstrong Cornet, Buster Bailey Clarinet, Clarence Williams on piano, Buddy Christian Banjo, and Williams' wife Eva Taylor is going to sing for you. 1925, OK Record. Maceo Pinkard wrote this. It's called Livin' High Sometimes. Clarence Williams' Blue Five, a very important band because in it was Louis Armstrong gaining strength. And 1925 for OK Records. And Charlie Irvis, not talked about too much, great trombone player, Buster Bailey clarinet, Williams' piano buddy Christian on banjo, and Eva Taylor doing the singing of Livin' High Sometimes, written by Maceo Pinkard. At the same time, in 1925, Irvis was playing trombone with Duke Ellington's first band, known as Duke Ellington's Washingtonians, and Trombone Blues, written by Teddy Nixon, also a trombonist. Irvis will play the trombone solo. Pike Davis, short time with Ellington, but a fine trumpet player, and the clarinet work of Prince Robinson, of course, Ellington on piano. Here's Trombone Blues featuring Charlie Irvis.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington's Washingtonians for Perfect Records, 1925 in Trombone Blues, written by a trombonist by the name of Teddy Nixon, and featuring Charlie Irvis on trombone, Pike Davis trumpet, Prince Robinson clarinet, and Ellington at the piano, among others. I want to get to Chasing I Got Rhythm a little bit here. It was written by the Gershwins in 1930 for the musical Girl Crazy, and it was introduced by Ethel Merman. But I want to start with the New Orleans Feet Warmers, the first band led by Sidney Bechet under his own name in 1930 for Victor. And I came to this because Teddy Nixon, who wrote Trombone Blues that you just heard, is in this band playing the trombone. Tommy Ladnier on trumpet, Bechet on soprano saxophone, Hank Duncan piano, and Wilson Myers on string bass doing some scat singing here, and Morris Morand on drums. This was written by Bechet, and it's called Shag. And it's, as far as I know, having done as much research as I could in the time required, and I've spent quite a bit of time on it, I think this is the first composition that used I Got Rhythm as a basis for another composition. The New Orleans Feet Warmers, Sidney Bechet, and Shag. Sidney Bechet and the New Orleans Feet Warmers, 1932 for Victor and Shag, written by Bechet, and I think the first composition based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Tommy Ladnier, trumpet. Teddy Nixon, trombone. Bechet, soprano. Hank Duncan on piano. Wilson Meyer, string bass and scat vocal. And Morris Morand on drums. Before a straight-ahead version of I Got Rhythm, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
SF Jazz, a San Francisco nonprofit presenter of artistic and education programs devoted to America's art form. With marquee events such as the San Francisco Jazz Festival, Spring Season, and the SF Jazz Collective, tickets, events, CDs, and more are at sfjazz.org.
Now I have to go to Martin Block. Block was a radio personality in New York in the 1930s. And he had a program called Swing Show for the style of music at the time, and he would create beautiful programs based on personalities of the time coming in and singing and dancing and playing and all of that. This comes from 1938, and it's a jam session. Louis Armstrong, trumpet, Jack Teagarden, trombone, Bud Freeman, tenor, Fats Waller at the piano, Al Casey, guitar, and Slick Jones playing the drums, and this is their version of I Got Rhythm.
Thank you.
That was a radio program from a radio program, Martin Block's Swing Show in New York City, 1938. And I have that on an Australian LP called Swaggy. I'm sure it's out there in many places. I Got Rhythm, Gershwin's 1930 hit featuring Louis Armstrong, trumpet Jack Teagarden, trombone Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Fats Waller driving the band from the piano, Al Casey guitar, and Slick Jones on drums. Now, Charlie Parker. Parker, interestingly enough, didn't use Gershwin's I Got Rhythm as much as maybe we might think he would a few times. This is my favorite. It's called Alucha. A-H-L-E-U-C-H-A. And we'll hear the two known takes that he did for Savoy in 1948. He, of course, on alto, Miles Davis, trumpet, John Lewis, at the piano, Curly Russell, bass, Max Roach, drums. Charlie Parker and his All-Stars, as it says on the label. Savoy Records, September 1948. And Alucha, Parker's work on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. takes one and two. I'm glad that Savoy, hats off to them, that they didn't toss those takes that didn't go all the way through away, because it's interesting to see how things are developing. It's like looking at the working drawings of Picasso. Charlie Parker, Alucha, Miles Davis, trumpet, Parker alto, John Lewis, piano, Curly Russell on bass, Max Roach drums. Now to compare, we'll take from 1948 Miles Davis, and of course he had that tune in his head and in his heart. And for Columbia Records, in his brilliant Round About Midnight album in 1955, he recorded Alucha by Charlie Parker. Miles, of course, on trumpet, John Coltrane, tenor sax, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Thank you. Miles Davis Quintet, 1955 for Columbia, the Round About Midnight album, and Alucha, written by Charlie Parker. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Red Garland, Paul Chambers, Philly Joe Jones. I want to continue with that ensemble. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
dozens of locally owned businesses who believe in the importance of public radio. You can access a list of locally owned businesses that support KPLU at our website, kplu.org. Just click on Business Partners, then Buy Local. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
low. Bye-bye, blackbird.
Began with Miles Davis Quintet of the Columbia Around Midnight album. Miles Davis, trumpet, John Coltrane, tenor sax, Red Garland, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. They did Around Midnight by Thelonious Monk and Bye Bye Blackbird by Ray Henderson. And so that we might hear Mort Dixon's lyric, Peggy Lee gave us Bye Bye Blackbird from 1955, a Hal Mooney arrangement for her. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.